A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter number 4, verses 2, 17, and 20. Verse 2 says, "So the Lord said to him, 'What is that in your hand?' He said, 'A rod.' And in verse number 17, the word of God says, 'And you shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall do the signs.' And in verse number 20, the Bible says, 'Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand.'" He took the rod of God. This rod was initially the rod of Moses. This rod was what Moses leaned upon. He gave Moses support. Let's call this rod Moses' instrument of operation, instrument of trade, or tool of trade. It was something Moses depended upon for economic profit, economic blessings. It was what Moses depended upon for emotional support, for strength. He leaned upon this staff, upon his rod. It was what Moses used. Moses held on to it very tightly, I guess. But God came and taught Moses a lesson, never to hold anything tightly. I beseech you by the mercies of God, dear listener, to never hold anything tightly. This same rod that Moses held tightly onto, that Moses leaned upon, that Moses used as a tool for his business, for rearing the flock, God came and asked Moses to throw that rod down. When he did, the Bible says he turned to a serpent. Moses fled from his own rod. He fled from the rod that had become a serpent. And God asked him to pick it by the tail. The Bible says Moses reached out and he picked it by the tail. He held it very loosely. So, a lesson. Never hold anything tightly. Let there be nothing that you cannot give to God or for the cause of the Almighty God. That rod, which was Moses' rod, became the rod of God. That was why we read verse number 20. The last sentence says, "And Moses took the rod of God in his hand." It was Moses' rod before, but now it became the rod of God. Moses relinquished control of that rod. Moses gave up total confidence in the rod. Moses gave the rod that had served as his support. Moses gave it up, gave it over to God. It became the rod of God. And there was hardly any wonder, any miracle that Moses performed in Egypt and outside of Egypt without or outside of this rod. And so what he held on to, that he finally and eventually released, was an instrument of productivity and of result in his hand. Dear listener, do you have a grace? Do you have a skill? Never hold tightly to it. Acknowledge that this came from God and belong to God. So Moses laid down that rod. He surrendered that rod to God and see what God did through Moses. Great miracles, great signs, great wonders were recorded through this rod in the hand of Moses. Don't hold to anything tightly, dear listener. Don't hold tightly to anything in life. Don't hold tightly to anything in destiny. Be prepared. Be ready to give up whatever it is that you are laying hold on. God may call for that thing. Release it to God. And once you are able to release that God calls for, you attract more blessings of God into your life and into your destiny. The rod of Moses ultimately became the rod of God. Moses released it to God, and he brought about a great harvest in the life of Moses. Give up that thing, and a great harvest will come your way in the precious name of Jesus. What about Peter in Luke chapter number 5, from verse 1 through to verse number 5? The Bible says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Simon initially protested, but the Bible says in verse 6, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Peter had gone out on his daily business, daily assignment, catching of fish. But the Bible says this particular day, Peter toiled all the night and caught nothing. Jesus came to the scene to preach the gospel and requested for the boat of a failed businessman, a man whose business just failed, a man who recorded no result, a man who set goals but couldn't achieve it, a man who failed, a man who was troubled at what he was going to bring home to his wife and to his children, a man who had nothing to show for all his efforts. Jesus stepped into his boat and asked him to trust out. Peter, in spite of his failure and his challenges, did not hesitate, neither did he argue. He pushed the boat, he released his boat, despite his circumstances, despite his condition, and gave it up to Jesus. And Jesus used that boat, and the attendant harvest was so great, net breaking and boat sinking. Peter got a catch of his life, one I presumed that he had never recorded before in his life. Why? Because Peter was willing to release his boat to give something. Don't forget our subject of discussion. Everyone who recorded great harvest released something. Peter released his boat, and a major harvest followed this gesture. Remember the story of the little lad in John chapter number 6, verse 5 through to verse number 8. This boy had released his lunch pack, 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. This boy had released this to Jesus, who had fed 5,000 men with this fish and these loaves of bread. That when Jesus Christ said, let's gather the fragment that nothing be wasted, nothing be lost. And it is recorded that they gathered 12 baskets full after 5,000 men, not counting women and children, had eaten and were full. This little lad released his lunch and he gave birth to a bountiful harvest for over 5,000 men to feed. Dear listener, what have you released, or what are you willing to release? You want a great harvest in your life. What will you or must you release to get that harvest? Never ever forget, everyone who recorded great harvest released something. And if you must record a great harvest in your life, you must release something also. But the question is, what must I release for my great harvest? Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, sweet Holy Spirit, I release myself to you, my skill, my wisdom, my talent, my resources, my ability. I release to you. Use all for your glory, my possession, what I have, what I know. Use all for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I release my resources. I release my time. I release my talent. I release my treasure. Use all for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, let my life produce great harvest, great result, to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that my life will record a great harvest to the praise of the glory of your name. I will record great result for the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Make me profitable, make me productive in life and in destiny. I thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that as you release yourself, your time, your talent, your treasure unto the Lord our God, that He will bring about a major harvest, a great harvest into your life and into your destiny. That God will give you a boat sinking and a net breaking result in the name of Jesus. Your testimony will outstand all. Your testimony will bring glory to the name of the Lord and will draw many to Christ. in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of God upon your life and upon your destiny. I declare the blessings of God upon your business. Your business will produce great results. There shall be no fruitless efforts in your life and in your destiny. Your efforts will produce results to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man by your prayers. Pray for me and pray for this program. The God of heaven will hear and answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. You can also support by forwarding the message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can support financially. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. The God of heaven will bless you and support all your interests as you support in Jesus' precious name. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.